From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It's no secret that Illinois is considered an abortion safe haven in the Midwest. Indeed, all of Illinois' border states, Wisconsin, Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri, and Iowa, all have or plan to have restricted access to abortion. But in those states, an abortion is allowed if the life of the mother is in danger. At least, that's what the law says. But even so, it can be difficult to determine what meets the claim as a danger to the life of the mother. Given that, many doctors in those states have decided to refer women with high-risk pregnancies to seek an abortion in Illinois. And because of the scope of their pregnancies, these women have to go directly to a hospital as opposed to a clinic that provides abortions, such as Planned Parenthood. All that, in turn, has led to a rise in high-risk patients seeking abortions in Illinois. Joining us now to talk about that rise is Kristen Schorsch, health and county government reporter for WBEZ Public Radio in Chicago. Kristen, welcome back to The 21st Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Listeners, you can join our conversation today as ever at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Kristen, let's start with a definition. Say more about what is considered a high-risk pregnancy. What are some of the factors that go into that?
Right. So for some patients, you know, the medical conditions that they have can already put them at high risk to begin with. So these are patients who have heart issues, conditions that make anesthesia more risky. They have a history of hemorrhaging. They've had multiple C-sections, and doctors are concerned that the placenta in this new pregnancy is stuck on the C-section scar. That can result in an emergency that not only requires an abortion, but also a hysterectomy. And then you have other cases where providers are telling me that patients are waiting so long to find a clinic to treat them that they end up in a hospital, because they essentially are too far along. In some cases, they've had delayed care that they need to get an abortion in a hospital setting.
All right, let's listen to some audio from some of your reporting. This is first a Wisconsin doctor talking about having to send patients to Illinois, followed by an Illinois-based doctor talking about what abortion means to them as patient care.
But now I'm going to tell you, yes, it's very reasonable to get an abortion, but oh, by the way, it's illegal in your own state. So now I'm going to tell you that you have to figure out how to leave the state to get an abortion. And it just feels terrible.
I'm constantly hearing stories from my partners across the country of trying to figure out, like, what counts as imminent danger, right? Because our job is do no harm, and we're trying to prevent danger. We're not trying to get to the point where someone's, you know, in an emergency.
So, Kristen, I mentioned that a lot of, even in restricted abortion states, a lot of them have so-called danger to the mother clauses. And yet, physicians are often reluctant to treat patients with high-risk pregnancies in their own state. Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of fear, right? There's a lot of fear among providers that they could be prosecuted, they could lose their medical licenses, they can wind up in jail. And even in a state like Wisconsin, for example, one of the clips you played was a physician in Wisconsin who I talked to. You know, she's able to perform abortions in some cases, even though Wisconsin has an abortion ban, with the exception to save the life of the mother. But that doesn't mean that every other provider in Wisconsin works at a hospital that does allow that, right? So you have, in some cases, doctors in the same state whose hospitals are telling them they can perform abortions or not to save the life of the mother. So there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fear. And essentially all of that is pushing people to safe haven states like Illinois. Illinois is, you know, essentially has become even a more significant oasis for abortion care. And you have other pockets of the country too, like that, DC area, California. But definitely, you know, we're seeing a lot of this in Illinois.
Yeah, certainly in the Midwest. Your reporting focused a lot on Chicago. What makes Chicago special or unique when it comes to specifically abortions for people with these complex medical cases?
Right. Well, I mean, if you're high risk and you're going to a physician in much of the South now, or the Midwest around Illinois, there are a lot of bans or heavy restrictions in place. And so if your provider is not comfortable legally or otherwise to provide an abortion, Illinois could be the closest place. It could be a state where, your provider may have a relationship with an abortion provider in Chicago so they can make a referral. I mean, if you look on a map right now, much of the South has a ban and a lot of the states around Illinois have bans and or just much more heavy restrictions. And so Illinois has essentially become this place that's kind of centrally located to essentially take on a lot of these patients.
You have a line in your story that says only four hospitals in Illinois, all in Chicago, regularly perform abortions for people with complex medical needs, providers said. So what are those hospitals and why is it so centralized? I mean, can people really not get these procedures downstate, for example?
Well, right. I mean, I use the word regularly, right? Because these are hospitals, because there could be cases where a hospital is performing an abortion for a high-risk patient for another state. But in general, the ones that are doing it the most are in Chicago. They're Rush University Medical Center, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, the University of Chicago Medical Center, and UI Health, the University of Illinois. These four hospitals are all academic medical centers. They have a lot of resources. They are trained and, they specialize in complex cases. So a high risk abortion patient, this is something that they can very much treat. And so essentially I was told that the pipeline of patients are going to these four hospitals in particular.
And I guess it's also important that they are sort of secular based, right? Because this is a sort of procedure you pretty much can't get at a religiously affiliated hospital, at least in many of them.
Yeah, and I know that, they were performing abortions for out-of-state patients before Roe fell, but from what I hear, very, very minimally. But now, in some cases, I mean, at Rush, the number of out-of-state patients they have for abortion care has quadrupled. And at UI Health, at the University of Illinois, it's at least three times more between the time between before and after Roe. So there's definitely been an increase in these hospitals.
What are some of the complications that can arise? I guess my first question, I mentioned this in the introduction, a lot of these patients aren't going to clinics. They're going directly to these hospitals. Why is that?
Well, it depends. So some of these patients are going directly to hospitals because their doctor in their state where abortion is banned or heavily restricted says, you have a medical condition that puts you at a higher risk. Like, you won't be able to go to a clinic. If you have a certain medical condition, like a hospital just has more resources. It depends how far along you are, depends on your medical history. And so in some cases, patients already know from their doctor in their home state that they're going to have to go to another hospital for an abortion. And in other cases, I have heard about patients who are coming from banned states to Illinois, to like a Planned Parenthood clinic, for example, or another independent clinic. And they just discover at that point in time, they see something that might be worrisome about the pregnancy on a scan. And so they might be going from clinic to clinic or referred at that point to a hospital. So there's kind of two different ways that people are getting to hospitals, but there are just some patients who cannot get an abortion in a clinic. And so they need to get hospital care.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. 800-222-9455 is the number to join us today. We're speaking with Kristen Schorsch, a reporter with WBEZ, public radio station based in Chicago. One of her more recent stories is abortion bans are fueling a rise in high-risk patients heading to Chicago hospitals. Basically, we've long known about patients seeking abortion care coming to Illinois from our surrounding states. This specifically looked at the subset of patients who have these high-risk pregnancies and some of the complexities that arise from that. And Kristen, what about that? So someone goes to a hospital instead of a clinic. What are some of the issues that can crop up with getting care in that way?
Well, I mean, depending on what your journey was to get there, you could have delays in care. I was talking with the National Abortion Federation about this. They have a large patient assistance fund, so they help people pay for their abortion care or the travel to get it. And they were saying that they have seen a pattern of patients getting turned away from several clinics. And so by the time their delays in care have happened so frequently that they're ending up in a hospital for an abortion, they're further along in their pregnancy, for example, too. And the other, so there have been delays in access. So there's been barriers to getting actual care, depending on where you live. And then there's the cost of it. An abortion in a hospital is much more expensive than an abortion in a clinic. So, for example, I had told the story of a patient who came from Missouri to Illinois to get her abortion at Rush. Her baby wasn't developing kidneys, lungs. Essentially, it was not going to survive. And so she had a high risk pregnancy. So she came to Rush, and her abortion was about $6,000. In a clinic, an abortion is between like $500 to $1,000. So I've heard that cost is a big barrier. In many of these cases, local and national abortion funds are covering the cost of the procedure, but that raises questions about sustainability. Now, how long can abortion funds continue to pay this really high price tag in a hospital, for example? I talked to a physician in DC, an abortion provider, and she told me that an abortion in her hospital is more than $9,000. So that also is obviously a barrier to have for patients to be able to pay for that. And in some cases, I've heard patients are deciding not to because of the cost.
And I can't remember if your reporting dug into this aspect of it specifically, but certainly in Illinois, a lot of people have insurance that would cover this kind of procedure. Maybe what is the status of that? If you live in a state that has restricted abortion, does insurance sort of follow the patient where they go, or is it based on what's legal in their home state? Because so much of insurance is regulated by state governments.
Right. Well, right. And it depends on what kind of insurance you have. If you have Medicaid in Texas or Medicaid in Georgia, or Medicaid in a state that is banning abortion, you can't use that Medicaid here in Illinois. So that's why abortion funds are largely covering the cost of this. In the case of the patient who came from Missouri and had her abortion at Rush, that $6,000 bill was covered largely by abortion funds.
I know there's no typical patient, but what sort of data, what do the out-of-state patients coming to Illinois look like? What do we know about them?
For the high-risk patients for out-of-state?
Yeah.
You know, we don't know a lot. We know the numbers in general of the big rise in the number of patients. We know that, I know from the Chicago Abortion Fund as well. So besides talking with Rush and UI Health providers, for example, and understanding their big rise in these cases, the Chicago Abortion Fund also is paying a lot more to cover these cases, which is just a different way to look at it, right? So for example, I think it was the year before Roe fell, they covered about $11,000 in hospital bills. And now it's more than four. This past year, in the year that Roe was overturned, it was more than $400,000 for hospital bills for patients, and the majority were from out of state. So that just kind of gives you a sense of what that looks like. You know, I called a number of national organizations that are considered like the leading organizations that track abortion, Guttmacher Institute, WeCount, which was started when Roe fell, to really understand the shift in abortion care and where patients were headed, the CDC, the federal government. None of them have a real comprehensive scope into the patterns of really understanding hospital-based abortions between states. I really ended up just calling a lot of providers and really trying to understand what's happening in their own hospitals in different parts of the country.
I wonder if even not, you know, looking beyond just these sort of high risk complicated cases, because you had another story at the end of last month, the state announced that it would be changing how it releases data to the public in order to protect privacy. Can you say more about what's behind the state's sort of clamping down there?
Right. So they didn't grant an interview. So I don't know the specific behind the scenes, but essentially the Illinois Department of Public Health has long collected a lot of data about abortions from the providers who performed them. But the state also has a long history of not releasing a lot of that data. This goes back to when Roe became law in the 70s, and we had a very different political scene here. You know, we had it was much more anti-abortion versus now being a very blue state, among the legislature, I should say. So what the state is doing going forward is they are going to be collecting essentially less data, although we don't know what categories are being taken away yet, from providers who perform abortions. And then they're going to provide less information to the public. So we'll still be able to look up on the state's public health department's website, like an aggregate, like a summary number of abortions provided to people who live in Illinois or in other states. We can understand the age range of those patients. But what we will no longer be able to understand is for Illinois residents, which counties they live in, people who got abortions, or by the specific state where out-of-state abortion patients live. So right now, if you go on IDPH's website, you know, you can see which, from the data available from previous years, what states people came from. So you can understand the patterns, like how many are coming from Missouri, how many are coming from Indiana, how many are coming from Alabama. We're no longer going to understand that anymore. And, you know, a statement from the state when this happened recently essentially said that they do want to further protect patients and providers. You know, we've got, obviously, there's a lot of states since Roe felt that have banned or heavily restricted abortion. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got Iowa that recently just called for a special session to potentially ban abortions when a fetal, when a heartbeat essentially can be detected, yeah, which is around 6 weeks. So the government here has wanted to make sure that especially out-of-state patients aren't being prosecuted, sure, for coming here for abortion care.
All right. Kristen Shores, thanks so much for being with us today on The 21st Show. We'll have a link to her stories on our website, 21stshow.org. More to come after a short break. Stay with us.